Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, George Spriggs. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Oliver. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Severson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Rooker. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Jim Rooker. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bob Spence. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. George Spriggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spriggs strikes out. Josephson drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Spriggs out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella takes first base on ball four. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Horlan, and towards Aparicio, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Severson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver strikes out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton takes first base on ball four. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson takes first base on ball four. Melton moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melton moves to third. Josephson moves to second. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Melton tags and scores. Josephson tags and moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Josephson scores. Berry moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp takes first base on ball 4. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan bunts towards the mound. Rooker fields it and throws to first for the out. Knupp moves to second. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kirkpatrick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Severson reaches second base with a double. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker strikes out. One out. George Spriggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spriggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Spriggs hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Royals, 2, White Sox, 2. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Piniella is hit by the pitch. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Moorhead now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Melton takes first base on ball 4. May moves to second. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Kirkpatrick and he is safe. May steals third. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Josephson strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Oliver. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Oliver steals second. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaul is 0-for-1 in the game. Shaul hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Oliver moves to third. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-1 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Oliver scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Royals. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Severson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Noop strikes out. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0-for-0 in the game. Horlan takes first base on ball 4. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead is called out on strikes. One out. George Spriggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spriggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Spriggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Severson misplays the ball. That's an error on Severson. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Aparicio moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to third. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moorhead fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Spence hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Shaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Knoop hits a fly ball into right field. Spriggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins pinch hits for Joe Horlin. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berry moves to second. Jose Ortiz pinch runs for Gale Hopkins. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Berry moves to third. Ortiz moves to second. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Spriggs. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Berry scores. Ortiz scores. There goes Williams trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 4-3, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Lee Stang now pitching. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Shaw hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Royals, 4, White Sox, 4. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rojas takes first base on ball 4. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Severson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Knoop fields it, throws to first for 1, and over to second, with Aparicio covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Hawk Taylor pinch hits for Dave Moorhead. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spence settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Aurelio Montegudo now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Melton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, White Sox. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-2 in the game. with a walk. Josephson is hit by the pitch. Tommy McCraw pinch runs for Dwayne Josephson. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Kirkpatrick and he is safe. McCraw steals second. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Ed Hermann now catching. Rich Morales now playing third base. George Spriggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spriggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Spriggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Wood covering, for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Otis steals second. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-3 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirkpatrick for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Knupp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Knupp reaches second base with a double. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood bunts towards the mound. Montegudo fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wood moves to third. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wood scores. Williams moves to third. It's 6-4, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. May takes first base on ball 4. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Kirkpatrick and he is safe. May steals second. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. May scores. Hermann moves to third. It's 8-4, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Kirkpatrick and he is safe. McCraw steals second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Berry hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Bergmeier scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morales fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rojas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Rojas reaches second base with a double. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Severson hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Kansas City Royals, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.